Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's no God great like you, Jehovah. No God mighty like you. You are mighty in the heavens and mighty in the earth, and you are omnipresent. You're in Africa, Asia, North America, South America, Europe, every continent, all at the same time. You are our friend. There's no friend great like you. No God greater than you. Yeah, we got little God, but we refuse to listen. We refuse to obey. We hear your voice clearer than any voice. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are Lord God, ruler of all nations, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. We thank you that you are Jehovah Tsidkenu, a righteous God. You commanded us to be holy like you. Help us, oh God. We need help in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you that you are Jehovah Shema. You are there. We thank you that you are Jehovah Elyon, oh, a powerful God. Hallelujah, the Most High God. We thank you that you are Jehovah Elohim. Powerful, powerful. There is no God powerful than you. You are the one who, oh yeah, saved us from this untoward generation. He said, don't conform, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Help us to open the word, read the word, study the word, and obey the word. In the mighty name of Jesus, what a great Father you are, King of kings and Lord of lords. We are honored that you are our God. We are honored that you are our Father. We are honored that we could call on your name, and even before we call, you've already answered. What an amazing friend you are. What an amazing God you are. There's no God great like you, Jehovah. No God mighty like you. No God but you. You're the only true and living God. I say good morning to everyone this morning. Welcome to Bible Story Land. It's an awesome day. Oh, yeah, we are still in April, the 23rd day of this month. What an amazing day it is. And you already know it's 2022. God is powerful. He has brought us a long way. Oh, yeah, a long way we have come in God. He said, many are called, but few are chosen. So I think that we're his chosen one. We're his chosen one. And we're the one who choose to surrender all to him. Oh, no, we're not going to just surrender something. We got to surrender all to the Most High God. He's the one who loves us with all his heart and soul. And he commissioned us, commanded us. That's the first commandment, to love him back with all of our heart, soul, and strength. Now, don't forget, there's a second part to that. He said, love each other like we love ourselves. That's what we got to do. We got to love each other like we love ourselves. You know, but we can't do it alone. We got to call on him. We got to say, Father, teach us how to love you. Teach us how to love each other. Are we our brother's sister's keeper? Yes, we are. Hallelujah. We got to look out for each other. Yep. We are not an island. We're not put here. Just one. It's many, 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 many people all over the world. And God is ordering the steps of his people all over the world. I mean, ordering our steps every day. We don't know where to go.
Thank you.
That's what I need every day. I don't know about you, but I need God to order my steps every day. I don't know the way, but I do know a way maker. He'll make a way where there's seemingly no way. You know you've experienced that. Things came up in your life, and you go like, God, it's only you could get me out of this. It's only you could do this and make a way for me. And guess what? He's faithful. You know he made a way for you. Yes. Not just once, but he does it over and over and over again. Well, I say good morning to you again this morning. And today is the day of dedication. We're dedicating our lives to the Lord. I know we already did it, but you got to do it every day. You know, we think, oh, yeah, I dedicate now. I just go about doing what I want to do. I don't have to, Every day, say, Lord, I come to dedicate my life to you again today. Yep, I come to renew my life in you. Come to renew that vow that I made to you, oh God. This is an amazing day. So let us rejoice and be excited in this day. Excited. Oh, my God. It's so much to be grateful for, so much to be thankful for. We could be in Ukraine right now, but, you know, we're in another place. Who knows? Some Ukrainians may be listening. This is a station that goes throughout the world, throughout the world. So we don't know who's listening all the time, but we thank God. We know he listens. Yes, he does. 1 Samuel 1:28 says, I have also dedicated him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is dedicated to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there. So let's begin to worship the Lord today in his grace and mercy. Yeah, you know he gives us grace all the time. His grace and mercy. We can't do without it. We have Minister Glory Dean on with us today. I'm praying she's going to sing a song of praise unto the Lord today. She's from Narrera, Louisiana. I pray she's got a song in her heart to sing unto the Lord this morning. Good morning, Minister Glory Dean. How you doing?
Doing fine. Praise God. Good to hear your voice, and God bless everybody that's out there, too. Hallelujah. And I know we don't want to be moved here. Stay right where God wants us to be. We are not going to be moved. Hallelujah.
That's good.
I shall not be moved just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved. On my way to glory, I shall not be moved. On my way to glory, I shall not be moved just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved. Jesus is my Savior. I shall not be moved. Jesus is my Savior. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved. Just like you see me, I shall not be moved. Just like you see me, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved.
Hallelujah.
I shall not be moved. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yep. We shall not be moved. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for you, Sister Glory Jean. We thank God for that awesome song. We thank God that we can worship him. We can praise him. We can bow down and say, glory, hallelujah. We shall not be moved. Well, we have Mother Fanny on with us this morning from Daytona Beach, Florida. Going to sing a song of praise this morning. Good morning, Mother Fanny. How are you this morning? Let me tell y'all something. Mother Fanny turned 86. We're going to sing happy birthday to Mother Fanny in a few minutes after she sings. Go ahead, Mother Fanny. What you going to sing this morning?
I'm going to sing soon and very soon.
Amen.
We are going to see the king. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the king. Oh, soon and very soon, Lord, we are going to see the king. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the king. Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to see the king. No more doubt, we are going to see the king. No more dying down, Lord, we are going to see the king. No more dying down, we are going to see the king. Lord, we sing him hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the king. Peace, happiness over there. We are going to see the king. Peace and happiness over there. Lord, we are going to see the king. Peace and happiness over there. We are going to see the king. Lord, I'm singing hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the king. No more crying over there. We are going to see the king. No more crying over there. Lord, we are going to see the king. No more crying over there. Lord, we are going to see the king. Lord, we're going, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the king. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We are going to see the king. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a grand time it's going to be when the king, calls us. We're going to be shouting over there. We're going to be shouting over there. Yeah, we won't be moved because we're going to be in the king soon and very soon. So I thank God for the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's the Almighty God. He's the one that loves us. He's the one that makes a way for us. So we are grateful. Soon and very soon. Yes, Lord, he's a good God. He's a mighty God. He's a holy God. He's a faithful God. You know he's faithful. Listen, let me tell you something. If he wasn't faithful, you wouldn't have woken up this morning. You would not be awake this morning if it had not been for the Lord on your side. You would have not have woken. No, it wasn't the alarm clock. I know you think it was, but it was not the alarm clock that woke you up, that woke me up, that woke us up. It was the Lord God Almighty blowing breath into our body, and we are yet living. We are so grateful to him, oh, my God, that we could call on his mighty name, his holy name. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the mighty God. He's the one that we could call on morning, noon, and night. And let me tell you, he is omnipresent. He's everywhere all at the same time. I know you think he's just with you. No, he's with all the billions and trillions of people that he has made. And guess what? He didn't stop there. He put his image on the inside of every one of us, every creature, every human being, not the animals, the trees, the birds, but in every human being. He put his image. Isn't he a great father? He thought about you in his plan, thought about us in his plan. Excuse me, and his plans are great. He has great, great plans for you. He said, listen, I know the plans I have for you, Jeremiah 29:11. They are good plans to give you a great future and a great hope. Oh, no, they're not plans like you have plans for your children to take them to the beach. No, not plans like that. And they're not plans where you plan to go to work tomorrow or today. No, they're not plans like that. These are eternal plans. These are plans to give you a greater future and a greater hope than you ever dreamed. Excuse me, please forgive me, or imagine. Well, we have Jackie Travis on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. We're looking forward to her singing a song of praise today. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. I had a great time yesterday when I went to a visit one of my clients in the Cathedral Terrace. We sung songs, so he likes to sing church songs with me. We go all the way back. He sang a good baritone. We had a good time. So when I went downstairs, it was still in my spirit. So I went downstairs. I don't know if you remember Ace, but he had already gave him a sermon downstairs. You know how the terrace is. They don't really want to hear that church music, you know. But anyway, they were standing in line waiting to get their meals on wheels. And when I came downstairs and I started singing. When I woke this morning, I didn't have no doubt I sung all the songs. So I was singing, "We Are Soldiers." We sung everything. If it had not been for the Lord, they sung right with me like a choir. You would have been so happy to hear that, Sister G. All the people in the line were singing, men and the women. I was so happy.
Oh,
we had so much fun. The new coordinator came out. So I was about to go get my tambourine. I said, "Well, you need to go get it then." So he said, "Well, what y'all doing?" So, and he said, "Jackie, thank you for coming over and singing with these people." And boy, we had a good time. But it was nice. I said, "Boy, if she could see it, she would love it." So, yeah, we go okay. Pray for my friend Angie's son. She went to North Carolina. He had to have his limbs. I wanted to have his foot cut off. He's 38 years old. He's a diabetic. He didn't know he had a gangrene in his foot, and he didn't know. And they had to go in and try to clean it out, but they couldn't save it, so they had to take it off. So she's up there with him. That's Miss Maddie's niece and son.
Yeah.
But she's going to have to bring him back to Jacksonville. So pray for him. Pray for the mother and all, and the grandmother. They have a hard time with that. And I had a good time with my family. Thank God. I love a bunch of my cousins' church. We love going to Donna's church. Pastor Donna, we love going to her church. We go. You don't have to go down there one time with us. You can go.
All right.
Pastor Donna's church. But we had a good time. Thank you for praying for me. Thank y'all for praying for my family. Thank you.
Amen.
So we had a good time, but I wanted to be able to say with me, she didn't make it over here in time. But I appreciate her singing last time. So I was just, I got to go to work today and tomorrow. But I was saying, walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Well, while I'm on this Jesus' journey, I want Jesus to walk with me and hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand while I'm on this Lord Jesus' journey.
I want Jesus to hold my hand and guide my feet, Lord. Please guide my feet. Guide my feet, Lord. Please guide my feet. Well, while I'm on this Lord, teach a journey. I want Jesus to guide my feet and be my friend, Lord. Please be my friend. Be my friend, Lord. Please be my friend. Bless while I'm on this Lord, teach a journey. I want Jesus to be my friend. You walk with my mother. Please walk with me. You walk with my mother. Please walk with me. Well, all along this Lord, Jesus journey. I want Jesus to walk with me.
Amen.
Amen. Awesome, awesome. I thank God for songs this morning. We had wonderful songs today. I thank the Lord for those songs that were sang on Bible Storyland. God is a good God. We shall not be moved. Soon and very soon, and walk with us, Lord. We can't make it unless the Lord's walking with us now. No, we need him to walk with us in this tedious journey. But I thank God we are not alone. He never leaves us, never forsakes us. He's an awesome, mighty God, a holy God, a righteous God. Jackie, we missed your cousin this morning, Pastor Donna Hawkins. I don't know what happened to her today. She used to come on. You talk to her, Jackie? All right. Call Pastor Donna Hawkins for me, Jackie. All righty. Well, I tell you what. God is such a good God, an awesome King, a mighty God. He is the one true and living God. Those other gods dead, but we serve the only God, the living God. He is true. Yeah, he's true, the true God. Open up the word, read the word, study the word. The word of God is necessary for our everyday survival. Did you hear me? The word of God is necessary for our everyday survival. Psalms 119:11 says, I have stored up your words in my heart that I might not sin against you. Psalms 37:31 says, the law of God is in my heart. His steps do not slip. The word of God guides us and leads us in the way we should go. Romans 10:14 says, how then can we hear the word of God and understand without a preacher? Well, I am so excited today. I'm preparing to eat the word. You know what? We got to eat the word. Our speaker today is a highly anointed woman of God. She is the pastor of Power Connection Ministry in Townsend, Georgia. Her name is Pastor Patricia Gass. We are so delighted that she's on with us this morning. I'm telling you, when I heard this woman of God speak, I said, oh, my God, we got to get her on Bible Storyland. So I thank God for you, Pastor. Good morning, good morning. How are you?
Amen. God bless each and every one of you. I'm good, Lady G. I like to call you Dr. G. You do so many things. bless the works of your hands. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all that are here on this morning. Thank you so much for your dedication on this day of dedication. Thank you guys so much for your sacrifice. Know ye this, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I'm glad that you are here because you're dedicated to God and you're dedicated to hearing his word. As Dr. G was saying earlier, it's not about you coming because we asked you, but you are coming because you are totally committed to the call of Christ. So we thank God for the body of Christ in this hour that are coming together in a spirit of unity and a spirit of meekness so that we can be able to edify and exhort and encourage one another even the more as we see the day of the Lord approaching. Amen. So God bless each and every one of you. I am just simply a servant willing to be used by God. I thank God for Dr. G and this opportunity. Praise God. Before her vision, honestly, I had never done a podcast before. I have done all different facets of ministry, but this one is surely new for me. And God has allowed me through the gift and the instrument that he uses through Dr. G to be on a different platform to get the gospel of Jesus Christ preached to every creature. And I thank God for her willingness and her obedience to even consider me. So I thank God for you, and I thank God for each one of you that are listening on this morning. Truly, there is a word from the Lord, as Dr. G already expressed to you, that we are talking about the day of dedication. Before we go into the word, if I could please have us all go into a corporate prayer. I know we've already had prayer, but I just want to pray as I be an instrument to deliver the word, that the word doesn't fall on deaf ears. Amen. So, Father, we just give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. El Shaddai, Elohim, you are sovereign God, who is like the Lord. No one to be compared to you, Father. We pray that we will have a holy visitation from you on this morning, Lord, that the weight of your glory will consume the airways, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will release a word that will be expounded upon, that will bring liberation, empowerment, and strength to your people. In the name of Jesus, we dedicate these hours to you on this morning, Lord. We commend this sacrifice. We lay it all at the altar on this morning, Lord. And we pray that every word that is spoken will penetrate the heart of your people and compel them to the knowledge of the truth, God, and they will live, Lord God, a holy and a separated life in this present world. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. As Dr. G already said, I bring you greetings from Power of Connections Ministries, where we are located at 1222 Johnson Road Northeast, Townsend, Georgia, zip code 31331. However, I do know dedication very well because we live in the city of Jacksonville, Florida. And so we dedicate time and we commit a sacrifice to drive over to Townsend, Georgia every Friday and every Sunday for services. So we are there on Fridays at 7 p.m. and on Sundays at 11 a.m. So I want to talk to you tonight as the Spirit of the Lord expressly speak through me on dedication. And before we go into the word dedication, let's give you definition, line by line, precept by precept. Dedicate is to devote. Dedicate is also to commit oneself to time or effort to a particular task or a particular purpose. I'll say that again. Dedicate is to devote, to commit oneself. You're committing your time, your effort to a purpose or a task. An example I would like to give for dedicate would be a marriage. When you are coming together as one, you are forsaking all others. You are taking yourself off of the market. You are committing yourself. You're giving up your own self-righteous will. You're giving up your ability to be free. You're no longer your own. You are making a commitment and pledging your sacrifice. You're surrendering your will and your decisions for the decisions of others. Jesus knew how that felt, and that's why he allowed Paul, his chief apostle, to talk about dedication and commitment. For in 1 Corinthians 6 and 20, Paul said, "For you are bought with a price. You are no longer your own. Therefore, glorify or dedicate your body unto God." The verse before that in 1 Corinthians 6 and 19, he said, "That you know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, Your body is a sacrificial offering that you dedicate to God. You commit your body unto God. Romans 12:1 said it something like this. Present your body unto God as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. We must understand that we are no longer our own. When we receive God as our Savior and we receive Jesus Christ as the one that gave himself as a propitiation for our sin, we realize that it's a sacrifice. Sometimes it's a sacrifice to live holy. Paul said, when I want to do good, evil is always present. He said, there's a thorn in my flesh that buffets me. And he said, I prayed to God thrice that he would remove it from me. But God said, my grace is sufficient for thee, and my strength is made perfect in your weakness. So God will give you the strength to uphold your body, to keep your body, to present your body, to dedicate and to sacrifice, to devote your body unto him, a body that's without spot or blemish. God will give you the strength to be encouraged by the stuff that you have to fight through in your marriage. He even compared marriage to the bride that's returning back. No, the groom that's returning back for the bride, for we are the bride of Christ. And God himself compared the church to marriage. That's how devoted and dedicated he was to us, his people. In the scriptures, you'll find that there were many people that had to make dedications, commitments, and sacrifices. You'll know when it's a true dedication, a true commitment, and a sacrifice because it would cost you something. It's not truly a dedication, a commitment, or a sacrifice, a pledge, or a devote to anything unless you're willing to suffer, unless you're willing to deny yourself, unless you're willing to put yourself on the back burner. A sacrifice hurts. A sacrifice will cost you your freedom, your liberty, your ability to make your own decision. You cannot dedicate what you are not willing to sacrifice. Dedication is not a sacrifice unless it hurts you to release it. Again, I'll say that dedication is not a sacrifice unless it hurts you to release it. And Dr. G expound on the word that I had studied when she mentioned 1 Samuel. In the book of 1 Samuel, you'll find verses 1 through 11 where Hannah was one of the wives that were barren. She could not produce. Her body was not releasing a seed for her husband. And Hannah was so devoted and committed to her husband and devoted and committed to God that she desired a thing from God. In her desiring a thing from God, it caused her to push and to thrust herself on the altar to plead with God for her desire. And Hannah had such a plead and a desire in her heart to make a sacrifice on the altar. She laid herself on the sacrifice to get what she wanted from God. In her laying herself on the altar as a sacrifice, you'll find in 1 Samuel chapter 10 where it says, and she being Hannah, she is a pronoun for a noun. She is a pronoun, and the pronoun takes the place of a noun. So who is she? Reading the content, you'll find that she is Hannah. And in verse 10 of 1 Samuel, Hannah, she was bitter in her soul, and she prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And verse 11, and she, being Hannah, vowed a vow. There it goes. She committed. She dedicated. She offered a sacrifice. And she said to God while she was sacrificially laying herself on the altar, O Lord of hosts, if thou will indeed look upon the affliction of thine handmaid. She realized that it was affliction. Something was blocking her blessing. And she asked God to remember her as she devoted herself to God. And she said, if you would not forget thine handmaid, but will indeed, O God, will give unto thy handmaid a man child. She was very specific about what she wanted from God, but she realized what she was asking asking from God was not something she was able to do on her own, so she needed to devote, she needed to commit herself, her time and her effort, a purpose and a task. What is her purpose? So that she get a man child. What is her task? She is praying. The task is that she is praying. She is producing a task. Her purpose for praying is to ask God for a specific thing that's going to cost her something. And she said, give unto the Lord, the handmaid, a man child, and I will give unto him, unto the Lord. There it goes. I will give unto him. I will give him. I will give him. She's saying, God, I dedicate myself. I lay myself as an offering, a sacrifice on the altar to ask of you a particular thing, and I'm asking you for a man child, and I understand that if I ask of you something, it's going to cost me something. So, God, what am I willing to give in exchange for the thing that I desire? She said, I will give him, which means I will dedicate to him. I will dedicate him unto you, Lord, all the days of his life. And there shall be no razor upon his head. Hannah realized that she herself had to be the ultimate sacrifice, and that the sacrifice was going to cost her something if she wanted something from God. All I'm saying is, what are you willing to dedicate? What are you willing to give? What if God asked you to dedicate the thing that you desire from him? What if God asked you to dedicate one of your children as the thing for something you're desiring from God? What if God asked you to dedicate your husband or your wife for the thing that you desire of God? Sometimes God will make you commit or devote a thing that's going to cost you something. It's going to hurt. It's going to be painful, but it's going to be well worth it because of what you're getting in exchange for what you're willing to sacrifice. What are you willing to give in exchange for what you need for God? What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to commit to? What or who are you willing to sacrifice? You can't hold on to that thing that you know that God can bless if you're willing to keep it to yourself. You must be willing to throw it all on the altar and dedicate it all on the altar. Give it unto God so it can be blessed the rest of its days. And Hannah understood the principles of getting something from God. She dedicated herself. She sacrificed herself. She put herself on the altar. And she realized, in exchange for what I desire of God, I will dedicate that which I ask of God unto God, so that it can be blessed all of its days. Stop crying over your adult children that are rebellious, that have fallen away from the faith, that have walked away from God. Stop weeping over that husband or that wife that walked out of your life. Stop crying over that job that gave you a pink slip. It is he that giveth you power to get wealth. Commit thy ways unto the Lord, and he will give you everything that pertains to life and godliness. We must understand that when we are asking God to give of us a thing, we must dedicate something to God. And in exchange for what we dedicate to God, God will bless it all the days of its life. How do I know this to be true? I'll give you another scripture that makes reference to 1 Samuel 1, 10, and 11. And that scripture will be Genesis chapter 22. And in Genesis chapter 22, it's the beginning of the Bible, and it is 22. We are in the year of 2022, and I think this is the year that God is wanting us to understand that he requires more dedication from us. After we have been through the pandemic, after we have been through the fighting of the mask, we understood that people told us that we must dedicate to wearing the mask because it would save our life. We had to make a sacrifice even though we didn't want to wear the mask, but we have to give up our own free will to obey the laws of the land because somebody told us that was the sacrifice that was going to save our life. All I'm trying to tell you is dedicate something to God in this 2022 season so that it's going to save your life. Your sacrifice will save your life. Your sacrifice will save your children's lives. If it's not costing you anything, it is not a true dedication. It is not going to give to you the benefit that you could obtain from God unless you are willing to give it and offer it up. You got to be willing to release it in order for it to bring back a blessing. Dedicate that to God so that it can live the rest of its days. He said you'll lose your children for a season so that you may gain them for a lifetime. So let's go to Genesis 22. And it came to pass, these things God did tempt Abraham. God tempted Abraham by saying unto Abraham, behold, here am I, when God asked for him. In verse 2, and he said, take now thy son, take something that he desired of God. You should know Abraham and Sarah's story. They were within age. They were of age, omitted. They were the ones that were not considered able to give birth. It was a hard thing for them to give birth. They went outside of the will of God and birthed a son by the concubine that was not the promise of God, because God didn't ask them to commit or dedicate the concubine. God had already had a plan, and they had to make a commitment to God that they would honor God. And so here we find that Abraham himself was told to take his sacrifice, to take the thing which he desired of God, to give it his only son Isaac in Genesis 22:2, whom thou lovest, to get thee unto the land of Moriah and offer him, give him up, dedicate him, commit him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. See, God is very strategic. He will tell you exactly what he desires from you. But because we do not want to commit to it, because we don't want to go through the pain, the travail of what it's going to cost us for God to get something to us, we don't want to dedicate exactly what God gave us to give to him. And partial obedience is disobedience. So God had given Abraham specific instructions and detail. And he told Abraham in verse number 3, and Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass or his donkey and took two of his young men with him. See, God had him bring witnesses. God had them witness the miracle that he was about to perform. When you dedicate something to God and you commit to a purpose or a task, sometimes you'll feel like you're in it all alone, but God don't want you to hide what you're going through. He don't want you to hide what you're suffering with. He don't want you to hide your sacrifice. He wants you to show your sacrifice so that someone else can witness the miracle that is performed out of your dedication. So Abraham had to bring with him his son Isaac and his two young men with him as witnesses, and Isaac the son, and clave the wood of the burnt offering and rose up, Genesis 22:3, and went into the place which God had told him. God told him what to give him. Sometimes we'll shortchange God with our tithe. We'll shortchange God with our offering. We'll shortchange God with our worship. We'll shortchange God in ministry. But God wants us to give our all, render our all exactly what he required of us. Verse number 4 in Genesis 22. Then the one-third day of Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar off. Verse 5. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide here with the donkey, with the ass, and I and the lad, or the boy, will go up yonder up and worship and come to you again. I want to slow down right there for a minute. Did you understand what Abraham said? Abraham was suffering and struggling in his flesh with a desire to do what God had commanded him to do. He understood that his dedication was going to cost him something, and it was a sacrificial offering. It hurt Abraham. His heart bled that God asked of him something that he desired of God. It's as if God gave him something, dedicated his word to Abraham, gave Abraham Isaac, and then God wanted back what he gave Abraham. My God, sometimes God will give you something, and God will say, I'm testing you in this season to see if you're willing to give it back to me. I dedicated my word upon it. I committed myself to it. I gave it to you, but now I am requiring that thing which I gave to you back. What if God asked of you for your husband? What if God asked of you for your children? What if God asked back from you your job? What if God asked back from you that bank account? What if God gave it to you and then God asked for it back? Oh, my God, that's a hard dedication. But watch this in verse number 5 of Genesis 22. And I and the lad, the boy, will go up and worship.
He had to worship first to get his mind right. He had to worship first to get his posture right because he understood it was a hard thing that God had asked for him. And he said, after me and the boy has prayed and we have worshiped, we will come back and get you. Sometimes you got to leave a thing. Sometimes you got to exit a thing. Sometimes you got to part ways with a thing when you're dedicating a thing to God. Sometimes people don't understand why you drive way to Georgia to a church. Why didn't y'all buy a piece of land here in Jacksonville? Why in the world are these people following you all the way to Georgia? Why in the world are you leaving your job in a season that we're in a pandemic? How in the world are you going to leave your husband after 35 years? Why you not weeping over your child that's in jail? Why you not weeping over your mother that just died? Why you not crying over your son that just got killed? Why you not crying over your daughter that's strung out on drugs? Why don't this thing hurt you? Sometimes that's the dedication. And people will question, your dedication to God. People will question your sacrifice. People will ask you, how come this don't hurt you? Just because Abraham didn't show that it hurt don't mean that it didn't hurt. Abraham went up to worship God because he wanted God to change his mind, but God did not change his mind about what he required. God won't change his mind about what he requires of you. He won't change his mind. So I don't want to keep you. I just want to go on to say, and I'll paraphrase because you guys don't have the time. Abraham took wood and burnt it as the offering. And then he laid up to Isaac, his son, the sacrifice, and the fire was on the sabbatical. And let me tell you what Isaac said. Isaac said, Daddy, I see the wood, I see the fire, but where is the sacrifice? Where is the dedication? Where is the commitment? I see that you have everything properly prepared here, and obviously you're about to offer something, and I don't know what that something is, Daddy, so I'm asking you, where be the dedication? Where be the sacrifice? And Abraham had to say to his son, God will provide. He didn't even want to tell his son that he was the sacrifice. Sometimes you can see it coming and you cannot tell nobody. Some things you go through, you cannot explain to nobody else. Sometimes the hurt, sometimes the pain, ooh, the loss of that thing that you got to release, that thing you got to dedicate just may hurt you. It may hurt you to send your daughter off, but they need the better discipline and structure. It may hurt you to see your son in jail, but at least he ain't out here on the streets dead and you identifying his body. It may hurt you to leave that marriage after all those years, but at least y'all didn't kill each other and you ain't laying in a morgue somewhere for being physically, emotionally tormented and abused. It may hurt you to release that thing, and sometime you will go through that thing all by yourself and not be able to tell nobody. Abraham could not even tell Isaac, who was the sacrifice, that he was the sacrifice. My God, sometimes you can't tell nobody what the dedication is. Sometimes when you tell people what the dedication is, they won't understand. He knew that Isaac would not understand, but when God tested Abraham's heart to get to the point, the Bible says that Abraham had set up the altar. Abraham had put his son down. He put the wood down. He bound Isaac to the altar, oh my God, and laid him on the altar. And the minute that Abraham stretched forth his hand to smote his promise, my God, I'm trying to tell you, sometimes you'll get to a place to where it's all out. It's about to all end. You don't know how it's going to end up. Abraham himself took the knife to slay his son, to destroy his sacrifice. Ooh, he had to kill his own dedicated, the thing God gave him. He had to give it back to God. But watch this in verse number 11 of Genesis 22. And the angel of the Lord called out unto heaven. Ha! God was sent an angel from heaven. Do you hear me? I know it hurt to lose your husband. I know it hurt to lose your wife. I know it hurt to lose your children. I know it hurt to be barren like Hannah. I know it hurt to sacrifice. I know it may cost you something. Yes, I understand the cost. But you got to understand that when it gets to a place that is almost over, that is almost dead, before that thing dies, God will send an angel all the way from heaven. The Bible says that the angel in Genesis 22 and 11 called out from heaven and said to Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. In verse 12, and he said, lay not thy hand upon your boy, neither do thy thing any harm unto him, for now I know that you fear God. God says, now I know you can. I can trust you now. I can trust you now. You were willing to leave the marriage for me. You were willing to send your daughter up son off of me. You were willing to stop crying and weeping over Saul, saying I have rejected him. You were willing to give your all for me. You were willing to sacrifice driving 2 hours away for church. You were willing to sacrifice your identity. You were willing to sacrifice your family and your friends. You had to give up that job that made you work on Sundays. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. God says, I see your sacrifice. And he feared God. I see that you fear me, and seeing that I have withheld thy son, thine only, from me, my God. And God spared his sacrifice. God spared his sacrifice because God saw his dedication and his devotion, his commitment to him. The last point, Matthew 20 and 20, you'll find that Jesus himself, Jesus himself, he offered himself as a sacrifice when God could not find anyone worthy in the earth to come and heal us, deliver us, reconcile us back to the Father. When no one else was worthy to give their life as a sacrifice, you will find in Matthew 20 and verse number 28 where Jesus gave his life as a ransom for many. Oh, but before it got there, honey, as you begin to read John 18, 19, 20, you'll find where Jesus himself cried out to the Father because the sacrifice hurt. He was a man that knew no sin. There was no guile found in his mouth. People will make you feel like you did something wrong when God takes something from you. People will make you feel like you've wronged God, you've sinned against God when you go through a divorce, when you go through losing a loved one, when you go through losing your children to drugs or to alcohol or to jail or to death. People will make you feel like you sinned against God. The Bible says there was no sin in Jesus, and there was no guile found in his mouth. He was too holy to look upon sin, and he did no wrong, and he came as a sacrifice. He came dedicated to the will of the Father, and he had to die dedicated to the will of the Father. He had to give his life. He had to devote. He had to commit his time, his effort, and his task to die for the sins of the world. So sometimes it's going to hurt you to offer it up to God, to dedicate, to commit it unto God. But once you have released it, God can trust you like he trusted Hannah. He can trust you like he trusted Abraham. He can trust you like he trusted Jesus. And because of that, Hannah gave birth to a prophetic anointed son because she kept her promise to God. Abraham did not have to do Isaac no harm because Abraham was trusted by God, tested and trusted, tried to be true, but God was dedicated to them because they were dedicated to God. And last but not least, Jesus himself that came as the sacrifice, dedicated, committed, devoted, and pledged his life for me and you. So what are you willing to dedicate to God? What are you willing to sacrifice? What if it costs you your all? What if God asked you to give back something that he gave to you? Are you willing to be that dedicated to God? Pray my strength in the Lord. God bless you.
Bless you. Woo! What a word, what a word. That was an awesome, powerful word. We have Prophetess Ernestine Lawson on. She's going to pray your strength in the Lord. Good morning, Prophetess Ernestine Lawson. How are you?
Hello, Sister G. Hello. Greetings. Greetings to everyone. What a word, what a word. Oh, my goodness. It was a word. Amen. And I thank God for Shepherdess Jeff. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you clear.
Yeah. I thank God for her. I forever love her teaching and the way God used her to work the word. Amen. Glory to God to explain it, to expound on it. So I just thank God for, hallelujah, the word that I heard thus far and everything I've heard thus far. But I come to say this, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank and we praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for simply showing us, Lord God, that you are God of sacrifices. Lord God, that you're God, hallelujah, that, Lord God, that reveals to us that there's things that we need not to cry about. We need not to continue belittling. We don't need to continue, Lord God, hallelujah, worrying or staying up for. All we need to do is dedicate it to you, Lord God. With Lord God, and I love hallelujah, and I pray this, God, as I pray, Lord God, for the guests, Lord God, and I say it to all that is listening. Father, I thank you, Lord God, although you may not have mentioned it, but we thank you that we know what the level of hope is, what the level of faith is, what the level of testing is, Lord God, hallelujah, and that we, Lord God, realize. And when it comes down to you and your word, oh, God, as Pastor Guest has explained, Lord God, that, hallelujah, that when we just trust in you, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, because I honor her, a woman that trusts you. She trusts you to go to move to Georgia. She trusts you, Lord God, in all that you put in her care, from the children to the ministry, to her husband, to her spouse, and to those, Lord God, that is dedicated to that watch her, Lord God. That she trusts you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for ministry's sake, Lord God. And she's not afraid, Lord God, to do your will. So, Father, Lord God, I pray for divine favor. I pray, Lord God, that you continue to bless her. And, Lord God, just like Hannah, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that Hashokoromoshaka, everything that she's dedicated to you, her time, her talent, her gift, Lord God, everything that she sacrificed, Lord God, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, that she laid on the altar, Lord God. I thank you for a harvest. I thank you for a return, God, in the name of Jesus. And now the God that can do more than I can even ask or think, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for keeping her mind, Lord God, even the things that she's going forth to do, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for ministering to her, Lord God. I thank you for restoring the virtue, Lord God, that she's given out on today, Lord God. And most of all, God, I thank you, Lord God, for restoring, Lord God, everything that she lost in the first season of her 20s. And, Lord God, and everything, Lord God, that you're restoring even today. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing her abundantly, Lord God, and open up doors of opportunity. And, God, we'll give you all the praise. We'll give you all the honor because we recognize, Lord God, that she, Lord God, dedicates her life to you, and she trusts you. And so, therefore, God, as I trust you, too, to bless her going in and bless her coming out, bless whatever she puts her hands to do, Lord God. And I thank you, God, for this portion of restoration. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I'm about to cry. So I can stop.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
We're going to open up the lines now for prayer. Or, you know, someone may have some question or something they want to, you know, speak to Shepherdess Guest about. So we're going to open up the lines right now. You know, if they have a question or some, you know, something you want to, you know, say to Pastor Patricia Guest. Let me see. Here's another line I didn't open yet, but I'm opening them. I thank God for each of you. I thank God for the word that she... Now, let me tell you, she had to do a sacrifice to give that word. I know she had to give a sacrifice to give that word. It was a powerful word, a mighty word. She had to sacrifice time and no telling what else she had to give up to give that word. It was an awesome word. So we thank God for you, Prophetess Guest. So the lines are open. I'm going to ask that you state your name, and I'll call on you as the Lord leads. So go right ahead. Any questions? Comments?
Praise the Lord. I'm a little late, or a lot late, just coming into it. I said I'm still going to come and show my support to my Pastor Patricia from Jacksonville. She's a phenomenal woman of God, and I thank God for her. And my body just was shut down. I'm just getting up, kind of sort of speak from working and a lot of things going on, so I couldn't wake up on time. So God forgive me, and I know and I feel like you said it was a mighty word and a powerful word, and I just thank God for this day.
All right, what's your name?
My name is Ricardo Charles, and I am a member.
Okay, well, we thank God.
Amen.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said amen. I was listening to you.
All right. Thank you, Ricardo. We appreciate you coming on. Anyone else? Hey, somebody's got a radio or something on in the background. Would you mute your line back for us, please? We appreciate it. All right. Anybody else? Comment, question? State your name, please.
Well, Sister G, if nobody else wants to say, I listen to the word in its entirety. This is Prophetess Ernestine Lawson. And I, too, want to say,
amen.
I know Pastor Guest, but that was, she worked that word. When she just went to specific points that touch on every parameter of our lives. Glory to God. That sometimes, you know, and I was just, sometimes I get called as a pastor. And I'm like, why are you, she said, I'm crying. And I'm like, what you crying for? I'm like, God prefers those who just walk in faith and believe in faith, that believe that if your son or daughter is out there doing this or that, you're going to trust God to bring them back. And I thank you that she mentioned, sometimes we get called for marriages, amen. And our goal is to keep marriages, amen. But sometimes you marry the man when you are not saved, glory to God. And he was not saved. And as the point, it was not an ordained marriage in the first place. I just like how she worked it, that everything we do got to be a dedication. And I just said to myself, glory to God, that this is a message that needs to be heard. Because too many today, they're into their emotions, amen. And they call themselves to be Christians, but they're into their emotion, what they want, what they will have. I mean, you find out Abraham, yes, he wanted a son, but he was willing to give it up. Glory to God. I said, I am so profound. I'm so blessed. Like I said, I tell him, other day I was driving when they were doing the stuff on marriage. I was almost about to wreck. I wanted to try to get on the phone and say, and just scream. This woman of God, I thank God for her. She knows I love her. But I thank God for Shepherdess Guest that God had me to meet her in this season of my life. Glory to God, whether we get to see each other face to face, I just thank God for her because she's a ministry tool. And to be a tool, that means she's allowing God to use her. She's a ministry tool being used by God to perfect the body of Christ. And like I said, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Oh, amen, God, amen. To God be all the glory. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
To God be all the glory.
Thank you, Jesus. This is Margaret Bennett, and I just wanted to comment on the message and comment on this invite this morning. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and I am a family member of Pastor Guest, and I just wanted you all to know that I was truly blessed this morning of being able to just be a part of this coming together about the day of dedication. What a word from the Lord. I am so thankful that I was invited, and I'm so thankful that I was able to be empowered with the word of God, the songs that came forth, the prayer that came forth. I'm so thankful that I could just once again rededicate myself unto the Lord and to just receive that confirmation of what God sent through Pastor Guest this morning about dedication. Our dedication into God, our dedication into what we are giving him. I'm just so thankful. What a word. I pray that God will continue to bless this line of communication and God will continue to bless the woman of God. We are so thankful. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Sister Margaret. Anyone else?
Good morning. This is Sister Vivian. I'm telling you, I was blessed by that word from the woman of God this morning. I just bless her in the name of Jesus. To all glory be honor and praise to her. Praise God. Just keep up the good works because God really used you this morning in a way that I wish that many women could have heard. But God got it in our ears. He got the ones that hear. So continue to do the work of the ministry. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Vivian. She lives in Marrero, Louisiana. Thank God for the word. She heard it all the way there. Amen. Anybody else? All right. Well, it's prayer time on Bible Story Land. Anybody who needs prayer, we're going to be calling on you in just a moment. But I thank God, you know, I just met baby Chloe this week and her mom, and oh my God, she got her healing this week. We thank God is manifesting by day by day. We thank God for that powerful healing that baby Chloe got, and her mom got a word as well. So we thank God for the Bishop Abiola Idowu in Jacksonville, Florida, 7171 Arlington Expressway. I met them there, and it was an awesome time in the Lord. I'm telling you, she is a dedicated mother to her children, dedicated wife, and I thank God for her. Michelin is on. If you want to say anything, Michelin, you're off mute. You can say something if you like. If not, it's okay. All right. We're moving right along. Hello? Okay. All right. So we thank God for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, and baby Revere are healed by the stripes of Jesus. You know God is awesome now. He loves the children. Yeah, he loves them. And he said, you know, dedicate them to me. Give them back to me. You know, I'm loaning them to you, but you got to give them back to me for safekeeping, for healing, for restoration, for everything. Give them back to me. So I thank God for Michelin. She gave her baby back to the Lord. And I tell you what, that is a, oh, my God. Baby Chloe is such a precious little angel. I just love her. She's so sweet. You know she's got a great call on her life. I thank God for that. Well, we're going to be praying. I'm going to ask Pastor Guest to pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her church family, Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God, we come before you right now, lifting up our sister before you, Lord God, who's devoted to you, dedicated to you, Father God. Thought it not a sacrifice, Father God, to still be in kingdom ministry, doing whatsoever you commanded her to do, God. And we lift up Pastor Donna before you right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Bless the works of her hands, Father God. Lord God, add to the fold, Father God, people that are willing to lift the woman of God up, Lord, that a Lord God willing to stand beside her, Lord God, that are willing, Lord God, to push the vision, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as she write the vision and make it plain, God, and she passed over the vision to those that read it, that they may run with it, Lord. We pray that they will put running up underneath their feet, oh God, and run with the vision for the ministry, God, that they'll work together in a spirit of unity on one accord so that you can command the blessing, oh God. Let the woman of God not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season she shall reap if she faint not, Father God. Let them be subject to her position of authority. Let them understand, Lord God, that a pastor, Father God, is a watchman for their soul, and they have to give an account for them in judgment, Father God. So hold them accountable, Lord God. Let them be dedicated to their leader. Be dedicated to the vision. Be dedicated to the church. Let them make sacrifices, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, so that the ministry, Lord God, can grow and be productive in this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. I'm going to ask you also, Prophet Skits, if you would pray for Jackie Travis, her two daughters, the grandbabies. She has a ministry with senior citizens. If you would pray for her as well.
Yes, ma'am. Father, we lift Jackie and her family up before you, Father God. Lord God, if anybody is making a sacrifice, surely she is, Lord God. You said, Lord God, to forget not the elder and the widowed, Lord. And Lord God, she's going out to serve those that are seniors, Father God, who some of them families don't even come to see them, Lord. Some of their families, Lord God, don't even show love, Lord God. So honor the woman of God's sacrifice. Honor her children as they support the vision and support the sacrifice that she made, Father God. Bless the works of her hands, Lord God. Cause men to give unto her bosom good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, God. Let her lack nothing, want nothing, desire nothing, Lord God. Satisfy her with long life, oh God. Even when she don't feel good, she still press, she still push, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, quick, Lord, quicken her mortal body. Let her stand up on hind feet, Lord God. Suffer not her feet to be moved, oh God. Moved by your spirit, by your power, oh God. Let her see the manifestations, oh God, of her work and her labor, and remind her that it is not in vain in the Lord. In Jesus' name, and it is so. Amen.
Amen, amen. So I'm going to ask you also to pray for senior citizens, and then we're going to take requests.
Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord God, we know that you honor the elderly, Lord God. You said with long life you would satisfy us, God. So obviously, Father God, if they are in their senior moments, oh God, after the years that you have promised us life, Lord, you have satisfied them with long life. And Lord God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that their bodies will be strong, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen their muscles, Lord God. We pray for their neurological system, God, for their digestive system, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We know in that age they deal with a lot of rheumatoid arthritis, Father God, but we speak to those dead bones. We speak to those dry bones, Lord. We speak to those bones and those joints, oh God, and we command them to take proper alignment in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray for them when they get lonely, Lord God, when they get discouraged, oh God, when they want to give up hope, oh God, that, Lord God, you will be their renewed strength, oh God. Cause them to mount up on wings as eagles, to run and not be weary, and to walk and not faint, God. We pray, Lord God, for their children that are wayward, that are ostracized, that are separated from their loved ones, oh God, that don't even, Lord God, show the love to their parents, oh God, that are in the nursing homes, that are away from their families, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you'll vex the heart of the children, turn the heart of the children back to the father, turn the heart of the children back to the mother, that the children not despise the instructions of the father and the laws of their mother, in the name of Jesus. Vex their heart. Deal with them in a dream. Deal with them in a sleep, God. They're so concerned about their careers and they've forgotten about their loved ones that brought them through, that brought them over, that brought them across, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray that you'll turn them back from that reprobated mind, God. We pray for these nursing home facilities that are taking care of the elderly, Lord God, that they will be having a spirit of meekness, a spirit of patience, the fruits of the spirit, long suffering, oh God, that they will not let them lay there and have bed sores, that they will not let them lay in the room all day and not be able to get fresh air, God, that they will be passive and compassionate to your people, Lord. Put them in a different profession, Lord. Either change their heart, God, so that they can do right by your people, Lord, because you said to honor of those that are in authority, those elders, to respect our elders, God, so that we can have long life and our days not be shortened, God. So we pray, Father God, for the nursing home facilities. We pray, Lord, for those that are residing in them. We pray for families that will not come and see their families. We just pray that you'll move in every aspect of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank God. Awesome prayers. Thank you so much, Pastor Guest. Okay, the lines are open. Anyone want to request prayers, have anything they want to say? State your name first and go ahead.
My name is Brother Charles from Power of Connections under Shepherdess Patricia Guest and Varian Guest, and it is an honor to be under them, and I give honor to everybody that's in the place in the kingdom on here today, and my request is that prayer for my marriage, prayer for the process that God is doing in my life to continue to strengthen me, to keep refilling me and filling me with the Spirit. Also, for my children, and the thing that my daughter has waging a war, whether to come home or not, and I just really want her to be where God wants her to be, and I'm praying that she would also come to the ministry. As I heard you all speaking about that son that's out there, that daughter that's out there, I do have a son who is out there who's lost, and my mind at times thinks about him a lot because he is truly suffering, and my desire is for not only for the kingdom to elevate here as in heaven, but also that God continue to pour into the leaders and everybody that's on here to have that spirit, that one mind in unity and in love as we suffer. So glory be to God. That's my prayer request. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Ricardo Charles, I just want to say to you that I heard you say twice that you're under. You're not under anyone, because that means that their feet can triumph over you. When you see an army, they line up beside each other, not behind each other. So you're not under the leaders of your church. You walk beside the leaders of the church. To undergird them means to take them by the arm, to take them by the side, not to take them from behind. Amen?
Amen. Yes, Pastor.
Father God, we come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Huh. Lord, obviously there are many things that are going on in the man of God's mind, Father, and he has many challenges that he is facing right now. But you said that many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of them all. We serve not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. So, Spirit of the living God, I'm asking that you will visit him right now where he dwells, God. I'm asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will touch his mind because you are a mind regulator. In the name of Jesus, God, I'm asking you, Lord God, to cause him to mount up and be renewed in strength, God, to know that all things work together for the good of those that love you and to the called according to your purpose. In the name of Jesus, God. Asking that you'll touch his marriage in the name of Jesus, Lord. You said marriage is honorable in your sight and the bed is undefiled. We know that the enemy is against covenant, God. We know that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, even the more as he sees the day of the Lord coming, because he know that his days are shortened. So we cancel every demonic force, every assignment, Lord God, that's on their house. We cast out every evil spirit that has transferred in their home, Lord, by different trafficking spirits coming in and out, God. People that bring a spirit, people that carry a spirit, people that leave with a spirit, children that come with a spirit, adults that come with a spirit. Lord God, every spirit that's of the enemy that brings about a spirit of discord or confusion, Father God. You're not the author of confusion. Blessed are the peacemakers. Let them have the ability to reason with one another, to come together on one accord in their home in the name of Jesus, Lord. The man is sanctified by the wife. The wife is sanctified by the husband. Sanctify the home, oh God. Lord God, whether you got to use the wife or use the husband in the name of Jesus. We pray for his wayward children that are out there. We pray for that prodigal son. We pray for that prodigal daughter, that they will have a Matthew experience, Lord, that they will come to their senses, as you mentioned in the parable of the prodigal son, Lord God, that they will be in the slop. Sometimes you have to let them go all the way to the end, all the way to their lowest place, Lord. Send them to Lodabar if you have to save their life. Send them to Lodabar if you have to save their soul. Lord, let them get to their place of pig and slop so that they can come to their senses, Lord, and say, I must return to my Father. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And Lord God, we ask that you strengthen his heart while he wait on change. Strengthen his heart while he wait on change in his marriage. Strengthen his heart, Lord God, while he wait on change from his children. Strengthen his heart, God, in the name of Jesus, while he wait, God. Let him dedicate that which he desire back to you so that you can, Lord God, dedicate it to him all the days of its life, and it shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. Okay. Still, prayer request. State your name and your prayer request. Make it as brief as you can. so other people can state theirs as well. Thank you.
Vivian from Morello, I pray for the back pain. I have severe back pain.
Zenas from New Orleans, prayer for a safe journey to Italy and Bangladesh.
I'm sorry, Zena, say the last portion of it again, please.
Okay, I'm traveling to Italy and Bangladesh with my son. Just praying for safe travels, traveling grace.
Yes, ma'am. Father God, we pray for Vivian right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. As we said earlier in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, this body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. We pray for her thoracic spine. We pray for her lumbar spine in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for her cervical spine in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. All the pressure and compression, oh God, that's, Lord God, laying on upon her body in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for divine healing. Send your seraphim angels in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they will touch her body in the name of Jesus. For this body is the temple of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. We know that Isaiah 53 shall be her portion in the mighty name of Jesus. For your son was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that the enemy will not be able to slow her down by trying to keep her body down. Cause her to mount up and wings as eagles, to run and not get weary, to walk and not faint in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give her a miraculous testimony. We pray that she don't have to go to nerves conduction studies, that she don't have to go for epidurals, Father God, that she don't have to get a spinal cord stimulator, God. We pray against all those things, however they are available. But, Lord God, healing is the children's bread. We know that those things are mechanically available in the earth, but healing is the children's bread. And we pray, Lord God, that you'll give her healing so that she can have every preventative measure put in place so that she don't have to have operations. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm. And we pray, Father God, for Zena right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that the angels of the Lord will be encamped around about her in the name of Jesus, that no evil shall befall her, that no evil shall come near her dwelling in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that you'll give your angels charge over her in the name of Jesus, that they will watch over her, Lord God, as a pillar by day and a fire by night. In the name of Jesus, Lord, keep her feet, establish her going, give her an eye, Lord God, to see her surroundings, oh God. Let her be diligent, let her be sober and ready-minded in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you. Bless her son right now in the name of Jesus. Cover him, shield him, cover his mind in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Blot out all, Lord God, distractions in the name of Jesus. Lord God, restoration, healing, and deliverance by the power of God. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. All right. State your name and prayer request, please. Okay. Well, I thank God for each of you all coming on Bible Storyland today. It's a day of dedication. Did someone say something? All right. Well, we thank God for
I have one more request. This is Brother Charles, Pastor Patricia. If it's okay, I just wanted to know if we could pray before we get off for Pastor Patricia as well, too.
Oh, sure. Okay. Thank you so much. We will. We prayed for her already, but we're going to pray for her again. Thank you. Were you saying that you wanted to pray for her or have someone pray for her?
We can as a group, however you see fit. I just, wanted to pray as everybody on here before we get off to cover her. Too.
Okay. All right. Okay. Then do that.
And
thank
Carissa,
you.
Carissa also for
yes.
Ukraine.
Ukraine. Okay. Thank you, Zinat.
Yeah, for Ukraine.
Okay. Thank you, Zinat. I thank God for Zena. She and I have been friends over 30 years. I thank God for our divine connection. And her children were very little when I met them. I think they were probably like 3 and 4, and now they're probably 40, 30, 40, something like that. Thank God for using that. God bless you and your family.
God bless you too, Teresa. Love you.
Love you too. Any more prayer requests? We're going to be praying for Prophetess Guest soon. Okay. Well, I'm going to ask Prophetess Ernestine Lawson if she could pray for Prophetess Guest and close us out. And also, remember Ukraine. Yep, every day we're praying for Ukraine, Russia, over the world. Thank God for peace all over the world. All right, Prophetess Lawson, we're looking for you.
Greetings. Glory to God. I'm just going to wrap it all up in a prayer for closing out Ukraine and Pastor Guest, okay?
Okay.
Father God, and you, Sister G, too, right? I heard somebody else spoke. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for Bible Story Land. We thank you, Lord God, that you have used Sister G, Lord God, to institute a radio program, Lord God, that reaches people and states all around the world, Lord God. And what's in it, Lord God, on today, God, you drop a jewel, Lord God, into the radio world, Lord God, Pastor Patricia Guest, Lord God. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, for supernatural covering, supernatural protection, Lord God, as she travels the highways and byways, Lord God, as even as she takes the people of her ministry from Florida to Georgia, God, we bind up every accident, anything, nothing can come nigh their dwelling, Lord God. But Father, I thank you, Lord God, as I also lift Pastor Guest up to you, Lord God, because you have instituted a teacher, a person with structure, a person who sets order, God, and we thank you. Not only that, Hasho Kodobo Shia Namasa, Namasa, Kodobo Kodobo Shia Namasa. Glory to God. Oh, Shia Namasa. Father, I declare and decree, Lord God, that the order that you have given Pastor Guest, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for so many other pastors and leaders and teachers, God. Oh, God. Oh, Father, they would set order. For the anointing on the word order. I love of every apostle, prophet, pastor, Lord God. That their eyes may be open, their ears may be open, Lord God. Hallelujah. They hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in this season, Lord God, to set order, glory to God, within the ministry, within the work of God, as we do our task, Lord God, that we do it, Lord God, and order, Lord God, not hallelujah then, Lord God, because you taught the young man, God, and taught, Lord God, how we are to be all servants. Hey, God, hallelujah, that we're all supposed to be serving, working side by side, whether, Lord God, our ministries in Georgia, Las Vegas, or New Orleans, Atlanta, God, that we're all servants of the Most High God. I thank you, Lord God, that everyone that's on this line, Lord God, and those who may listen to it later on, God, because I know I've come back and listened to it later on, Lord God, that whomever may come to this, that will hear this word on today, that you spoke to them, Lord God, to Pastor Guest. Hallelujah, glory to God, that we must be dedicated to you as servants of the Most High God, to worship you, Lord God, believing that you can do exceedingly above all I can ask or think. God, we thank you for the word of God that you use today, Lord God. Hallelujah, that even for those that listen, that we got some nugget, Lord God, some revelation, Lord God, not just the logos of the word, but some revelation of a higher connection with you. And Lord God, hallelujah, and I thank you, Lord God, for using her, not just today, but every day that she walks this earth, that she teaches somebody the truth about you. Mm-hmm. And, Lord God, I thank you for Sister G, Lord God, and everyone who sang a song and everyone who prayed and everyone, Lord God, hallelujah, even down to the babies, Lord God, baby Chloe and everybody else that we've been praying for, that we thank you for the supernatural healing, supernatural deliverance, supernaturally setting free, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory, God, to Minister Charles, oh God. And Father, I thank you in your time, in your season, and at your particular time, Lord God. We thank that the Holy Spirit will arrest his children, arrest his marriage, arrest, Lord God, even other people's marriage. But God, we pray now, Lord God, that we would just walk faithful in you, trusting you, Lord God, and not putting our hands, not touching things, not speaking negative, not declaring, Lord God, the opposite of your word. Oh God, we bind the spirit of witchcraft. We come against everything, Lord God, that people may speak upon Pastor Guest or speak against Pastor Guest, Lord God. Hallelujah, in her church and her ministry. Lord God, and anybody else on this line, we come against the spirit of witchcraft, Lord God, who want to control and limit and organize and speak any manner of thing. We cast out every form of imagination, every high thing that's trying to exalt itself against the word of God. When it comes to Bible Storyland and all that's on there, Pastor Guest and her ministry, Greater Works and whoever else church is on there, Lord God, we come against every spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. And you said, whatever we bind on earth, Lord God. So we bind the words, hallelujah. We pull down the altars, Lord God. We take apostolic authority, Lord God, not as an apostle, because Jesus is our apostle, Lord God. But so we take apostolic authority, Lord God, and declare and decree, Lord God, that your will shall be done on this earth, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you for the hearts and the minds. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That will serve you in spirit and in truth. And then, Lord God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, as we, Lord God, like I said, pray for Pastor. And I pray, Lord God, for everybody in Bible study. I declare long life for each one of them, health and medicine, Lord God, through the word of God, that they may be healed, that they may walk in healing, Lord God. They'll walk in the manifest presence of your word, God. And we just give you all the honor. We give you all the praise for Sister G. And continue to use her, continue to bless her, continue to restore her body. I speak healing unto her body, Lord God. I speak restoration. I speak, Lord God, that she will still be like Caleb, be able to climb whatever mountains she want to climb and subdue any mountains that she want to subdue. Lord God, I thank you that she will speak to the mountain, tell it to fall. We just thank you for whatever you have called her to do, that it shall come to pass, Lord God. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Okay, Jackie, you're back on. You had something. We did pray for you, your ministry, your children, grandchildren. Anything else, Jackie? All right.
Yes, I need you all to pray for Angie's son. He had his foot amputated. And just pray for him, please, everyone, if you can.
Okay.
I appreciate
Pastor
that.
Guest, can you pray? What's his name?
His name is Brandon.
Brandon.
Amen. Father God, we lift Brandon up before you right now, Father. We know that he had to lose it, God, but we dedicate it back to you, God. We pray that there be no gangrene that will try to sit in, that there will be no infection that tries to sit in the mighty
Thank
name
you,
of
Jesus.
Jesus, Father God. We pray, Father God,
yes,
to decrease swelling in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray that his wound will be nurtured properly in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give those doctors and nurses and those that are taking care of the wound, Father God, the skills, the strategies, and the techniques they need to take good care of Brandon in the name of Jesus, God. We pray that this don't emotionally attack Brandon, Father God, because he had to lose a thing in the name of Jesus, God. We pray that it don't affect him emotionally. We pray that it does not affect him psychologically in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that you will be his refuge, his fortress, his strength, his present help. We pray that you'll be his peace that surpasses all understanding. And we pray, Father God, for immediate recovery. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you. And it is so. We count it all joy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. you all so much. Love you all so much. Time to close out. Yes.
This is Mary.
Wait. Hold up. Hold on. Zenette and then Mary. Go ahead, Zenette. I can't hardly hear you.
I didn't hear anybody pray for Ukraine.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about praying for Ukraine.
I forgot. Go ahead, and then Mary. Go ahead.
Father God, I just lift up the situation in Ukraine, Lord. Lord, I just pray that you visit the leaders that are involved and give them a sense of peace. Give them the wisdom that they need to order their steps in your way, Father, not in the way of manly power, not in the way of war, Father, but in the ways of peace. Father God, I just pray that you come over Putin and that you just change his ways, Father. Only you can do that, Lord. Lord, I just pray for I pray that we are not going to begin the Third World War, Father, because it's so easy that that can happen if everybody goes their own ways, Lord. The Second World War started like that. Very little steps were taken at the beginning. Not enough steps were taken to stop things. And then what happened? A world war. So, Father God, I just pray that you teach these leaders, Lord. You teach these leaders. And, Lord, teach us, your people, what we must do, whether we must go out and protest. I don't know, Father. I don't know. But I just ask you for peace, Lord. We need world peace. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you
for that powerful prayer. Thank God. Sister Mary Nichols, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I am out walking in 35-mile wind. But to pray for me for next week, there a number of things that I am called to do, and I want to do them to the glory of God. And a lot of travel Thursday and Friday in order to get to this class reunion on Saturday as homecoming queen for my university. And I just, and the travel up to Alpha on Saturday morning will be with my daughter who is unsaved, and I just want the Lord to use me to help move her closer to him.
Okay. Pastor Guest, can you pray for her?
Amen. Father God, we lift Mary up before you right now, God. We thank you for her heart, for her compassion, for her love for people, Lord God, for her spirit of not trying to find fault in anyone, Father God. We just ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We have a many things that she said is on her plate, Father God, but when a man's ways please you, even their enemies will be at peace with them. You will lead her and guide her, Father God. Order her steps for the steps of a good man, mankind, or ordered by you, God. We pray for safe travels in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray that just her presence at the class reunion, Father God, will people will see the exemplifications of your character through her, that she will walk in your image and in your likeness for your glory in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for her unsaved daughter, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray that her spirit will be convicted, Lord God, even in the presence of her mother, Father God. I know that their emotional attachment, because that is her seed, that's her child, God. But I pray that she not speak, but the Holy Ghost will speak expressively through her, God, that she will have an out-of-body experience, that it will not be Mary the mother talking, but it will be Mary the evangelist speaking, oh God, to the unbeliever, Father God. in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you'll give Mary the right words to say in the time that she needs to say them. And Lord God, they will penetrate the heart of her daughter, and that her daughter will perceive that she has walked with you, and her daughter will say, what must I do to be saved? In the name of Jesus, we pray that Mary return back to her destination with miracles, signs, and wonders following her that believe. We pray in the name of Jesus that she return back with testimonies, oh God, in the name of Jesus, about the hand of the Lord being upon the righteous and your ear being open as to Mary's cry. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I love each of you. God loves you so much. Don't forget, call on the name of the Lord daily. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, month, and year. God loves you so much. Blessings, blessings to each of you. All right. Love you. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you.
God bless everybody.
Love you. God bless you soon.
Thank you.
Praise God. God bless you on the day of the week.
Thank you.